One of the under-acknowledged aspects of sports are the Negro Leagues. We've talked about them many times on this show, and we've also talked about some of the great players. But you may not have known that there were three women to play in the Negro Leagues: Connie Morgan, Toni Stone, and the woman joining us now, Peanut Johnson. She was the first female pitcher of the Negro League. She played three seasons in the Negro Leagues with the Indianapolis Clowns, and her career record was an impressive 33-8. Peanut, let's get the obvious out of the way. Your nickname, where did you get it?
Oh, well, I got that from a gentleman that he had never seen a lady pitch baseball before, and I was very small. And he hollered to me and said, how did I expect to strike anybody out, because I wasn't big as a peanut. So I struck him out, and after that, I acquired that name. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement in baseball. I mean, at that particular time when you were growing up, that was not a part of a young lady's or a woman's, you know, part of her life. How did you get involved with baseball?
Well, actually, dear, where I came from, I was born in South Carolina. And down south, we really had nothing else to do. So we used to make our own baseballs. And back then, they was fly hunting. We'd take a rock, some twine, and some Mexican tape. And we made our own baseballs, and this is what we did in the afternoons after school on Saturdays. And we had a big neighborhood, and everybody gathered to really my house, because we had the land, and we made our own baseball field, and we had a beautiful time.
How willing were the boys to letting you play baseball when you were growing up as a kid?
Well, actually, I got started playing with the boys, and I would really boast my way. Hey, I'm going to play, you know. We get to fighting. So, and then with my uncle, he was a great inspiration to me and help to teach me, you know. When I was real little, I say around 7, 8 years old, and if he didn't let me play, I'd go tell my grandmother, and that was it. So I got to play, and the more I played, I enjoyed it, and the more I played, the better I got, and then, hey, I was ready to go then.
Well, as you know, during that period of time, there was not a lot of tolerance for African-Americans, and I would think there probably wasn't a lot of tolerance for African-American women being able to play what was a predominantly male sport, and particularly maybe even in the African-American culture. Did you run into a double whammy that way, Peanut?
Oh, yes, yes. When in the White League, they had that, and a friend of mine, and they were like, practicing over in Alexandria, Virginia. Not practicing, but they were spring training over there. And it's only across the bridge from me. And Reed and I went over there to try out for the team. And they looked at us like we were crazy, you know, as is to say, what are you doing here, you know? So I said to Rita, I said, I don't think we're too welcome. So anyway, it wasn't a pleasant thing. And really, that's when I found out really about segregation, because in the South, it was all black. And when I went to New Jersey, it was all white for me, because I was in all white school and I was only the black person there. And they really didn't know what I was anyway, because I looked like a little Indian. So it really didn't dawn on me until then that prejudice was so thick, you know, in everything. And it still is in certain places. And even in baseball, it's still like that.
You had a chance to practice your baseball when you were pursuing your studies at New York University. What level was that? Was that with a school team, or what was it?
Well, that was like sandlot ball. You know, like you play sandlot on the weekends and whatever. And then you go to like a playground or whatever, you know, and pick up a game and play. And this is what I did.
Let me take you to 1953, Bish Tyson. Tell everybody who that is and how important he was to you playing in the Negro Leagues.
Mr. Tyson, he was an old Negro League player. And I didn't know who he was or whatever. And he used to come to the playground that's going to be named after me, which has been named for me now, and watch us practice. And then on the weekends, like on Sundays, he'd come and watch us play. And I really didn't, you know who he was or what he was. And he asked me one day, would I like to play pro ball? And I said, hell yeah. So then that was like on a Sunday. And he sent me to Mr. Bunny Downs on Monday. And I had my tryout at the Banneker Field. And that Tuesday, I was on the bus, and I was gone.
And you were headed to Indianapolis with the Clowns, is that right?
No, we were on our way to spring training down in Richmond, Virginia, Portsmouth, Virginia.
And that was with the Indianapolis Clowns?
That's
where
yes.
That's where they had spring training, right?
Yes, yes.
How open and how willing were the players, the male players in the Negro Leagues, to having women in the league?
Well, actually, you know, you have your gentlemen and then you have some fools, you know. And until you prove yourself that you can do what you are supposed to be doing, I mean, you get some rejection, but you ignore that and do what you're supposed to be doing, you know. And it's not hard to get the acceptance that you need.
How did you know when you were accepted in the Negro Leagues?
Well, to be, you know, to know that you're accepted, when you win a couple games and then they see that you're a ball player, and then, you know, they get a little friendlier and whatever, we talk a little more, you know, like anybody else. You get to know a person.
Tell me about the first game you ever pitched, Peanut.
Oh, that was a joy. That was down in spring training. Before that, I pitched my first league game. And it was pretty good. I enjoyed that. You know, and from then on, I pitched my first league game. I'm trying to think. I think we were in North Carolina somewhere. Anyway, to look up in the stands and see all these people, you know, and they have this awe look on their face when they see I'm a girl. So, you know, you have to prove yourself, and it was an enjoyment for me to know I was good enough to be there with some of the best. And I enjoyed it tremendously.
I mentioned about your career record of 33-8. You played against some guys that could really hit. I mean, you had Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell. You had Oscar Charleston, all of those. That was a hitter's league, was it not? And how did you deal with the big hitters?
But now, Mr. Charleston and Cool Papa Bell and them, they were before me.
And what,
I didn't play against them.
Well, what I'm saying is that was a hitter's league primarily.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
you
yes.
did really
oh,
well.
Yes. But I didn't play against them, but I had some that was just as good that I did have to pitch to.
What are you most proud of in your career?
Oh, I'm most proud to say that I played with some of the best. Yeah, I'm proud to say that I was good enough to be there. And to say I'm the only woman who has done something that another woman has ever done. And I'm proud of that.
Well, Peanut, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for being a pioneer in baseball. And thank you for spending time with us here on Sports Byline.
And I thank you so much for calling. It's been a pleasure.
Peanut Johnson is her name, one of three women to play in the Negro Leagues, along with Connie Morgan and Toni Stone. She was the first female pitcher, and she played professional baseball in the Negro Leagues with the Indianapolis Clowns for three seasons. She was 33-8, and on June the 5th, 2008, Johnson and other living players from the Negro League era were drafted by Major League franchises prior to the Major League Baseball first-year draft, and she was selected by the Washington Nationals. We've got you on Sports Byline.